Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Uber is launching something, literally launching something new, and Katie has concerns.
Yeah, it's helicopters, bitch.
Helicopters, bitch.
Yeah. So instead of getting like you're feeling fancy, you want to get an Uber Black. That's for peasants,
right?
Get a helicopter. They are. They have partnered with Blade.
Oh.
And you can get helicopter rides through the app. It's $195 and it's only in like 12 cities right now.
Okay.
Very specific places. But for $195, you can take a helicopter from Manhattan to nearby airports.
That's a great deal.
Oh. It does seem pretty good.
$200 to take a helicopter
extra
to the airport?
Per person.
Fine.
How far is that?
It would probably, I don't know how far. Far distance doesn't matter. It's time.
Oh.
Because when you're in Manhattan, you could only go like maybe 15 miles and it could take you an hour. You know? So taking a helicopter, oh my.
In the air, fast.
If I lived in Manhattan, that would almost be worth it.
Now, understand, this only makes sense if you're going to a place that has a helipad.
Right.
So it's not like, oh, we're going to go to dinner and I think we're going to have a couple drinks. We don't want to drive drunk. Let's take a Blade to the Galleria.
Yeah, I guess the helicopter can't land in the street in front of the club.
Right.
But let's say you're going to have dinner with Zuckerbergs.
I am.
I'm sure there's a helipad.
But to give him a stern talking to.
Right, exactly. Just to call him a nerd.
Yeah. And then, like, when you see him be like kind of fake punch and be like, what's up, twerp?
Yeah.
This seems crazy to me.
Why does it seem crazy?
Helicopters seem so dangerous.
No.
Helicopters seem like they are like they can't wait to crash.
Why? Because they look like dragonflies a little bit.
No, because they crash. Because they're so much less safe than a plane.
No, planes are, they crash even more.
Yeah.
Seen the news?
The only big helicopter crash that I know of was Kobe.
Yeah.
I haven't
even heard of one.
But I know plane crashes a lot. Like private, you hear about that all the time, right? Right?
I mean, let me look it up, but a military helicopter just flew into a passenger plane and like January or February. What are you talking about?
What, the helicopter flew into the plane?
Yeah.
That sounds like a wash.
Yeah.
Well, no, the
both
plane was.
Both were unsafe.
No, the plane was doing just fine and was about to land. I personally know somebody whose husband was involved in a helicopter crash. And it says right here, helicopters are inherently more likely to crash than planes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I mean, planes are they're scary too, you know?
Well, yes, I do know because I have flying makes me very nervous. Okay, let's see. Oh, now this site is saying that this is a myth.
Oh.
Okay, but that's from helicopterexpress.com. I bet you do say it's a myth.
You got to look at the...
Oh, my God. A family in New York City was taking a New York City, like, sky tour, and the tail of the helicopter, like, snapped off, and they fell into the Hudson, and they all died.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, we don't.
You're
hear
not
about...
up on your helicopter news.
Not like you are. No, definitely not.
I think they're. I think they sound so terrifying. I have a friend who works the NICU at UC Davis.
Right.
She's a transport nurse, which means if a baby is born in a hospital that can't treat it,
yes,
and UC Davis is the closest teaching hospital that can treat whatever they have, she is the one, along with some other people, that gets on either a helicopter or a plane, and then they go get the patient with all, you know, the incubators and all these different things.
Okay.
And then fly it back. She said, I hate taking the helicopter. She goes, I feel way safer in the plane.
Interesting. All right. Well, here's the other thing, too. We've all been in an Uber that as soon as we got in, we were like, this driver is going to be problematic.
That is a great point.
Either they smell or they're jibber-jabbering or they're listening to some sort of music that seems too aggressive for a drive.
Yes.
Or there's a sticker posted in the back that says, you know, something about their ideology, about something. I can't imagine now also running into that and being in the sky.
Because you can't say, hey, pull over.
You can't say that.
Right.
Not to mention the fact that I don't know what it's like to be in the back of a helicopter, but can he do a lot of like turning around and not taking his eyes off the, not road, but sky, and just being like, so where are you from?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Are you in town for business?
Yeah. When did you lose your virginity?
Honestly, it's not a good story. I'll tell it to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.